banana pudding.
Banana pudding. Pudding.
But I'm hungry now. Now.
And when I see your face, it takes me away to the special place where I wanna Whoa, sweet child of mine. Welcome to Good Pud, the home of good pud, but even better conversation.
Wow.
I'm Henry Zabrowski. I haven't introduced you yet.
I'm sorry, I forget every time.
And I get angrier every time. Don't giggle like you're an evil clown, because you're not an evil clown. You're a sister. You're a mother one day.
Whoa.
I don't know of what.
Ouch.
You are a host of several podcasts on the Last Podcast Network, Page 7. What else?
Pop History?
Pop History is within the umbrella of Page 7.
It is, but I do that show with your wife.
My wife.
Your wife.
Whom I love. But we are here in the deep in quarantine. Our quarantine is thriving, nay, surviving.
We do stare at each other.
We do, very often. This is Jackie Zabrowski.
Oh, thank you. I'm out of the jail. That is my life. Wait, no. That's just for my eternal peace.
This
is going to come someday.
It's one day. Now, this is what happens. So as brother and sisters and fellow comedians, we a lot of times we like to share ideas with each other. We like to pitch things at each other. So Jackie, out of nowhere, texted me saying,
Henry, listen, I have this idea.
My lips are not that flappy.
I've got this great idea. It's called You Gotta Be Soupin' With Me. You Gotta Be Soupin' Me.
You Gotta Be Soupin' Me, because that's my new tagline.
Sure. You said, You Gotta Be Soupin' Me is a show where we sit around, we have funny conversations while eating soup. And I said, that's fucking good pud. That's literally the same exact show.
No, but what my beautiful yet numbskullish at best brother wasn't understanding is that I was saying I hijack an episode of Good Pud. We call it You Gotta Be Soupin' Me, and you gotta answer questions so you can eat the soup.
That's not where that started. It started as just like, I've got this great idea for a new show called You Gotta Be Soupin' Me. And I like You Gotta Be Soupin' Me, but Good Pud already exists. So we have decided to meld today's episode. So today's episode is Good Pud, You Gotta Be Soupin' Me edition.
But what I don't think that you are understanding here, Henry, is that you decided, and I love you, but you're a liar, that you don't like soup.
It's not that I don't like soup. It's that I am truly, to be completely frank, never in the mood for soup. So that I don't like soup, because a lot of times, when do I like a soup? After I've spent a long day sledding? When do I do that? After I've spent many hours chopping logs?
Have you thought about having more fun in your life?
No, I hate that. Mm. No, I don't. No, it's not that I sit and miss fun. I used to have a fun life.
Oh, God.
Three months ago, I had a really fun life.
Very defensive right now.
But the thing is, to me, soup is either culture specific. I like an udon noodle soup. I like pho. I like a borscht. But again, I like to be in a specific scenario. But also, hot soup, for me, cold day. I like to be, my bones,
yeah,
from being out shoveling.
What about the sweating? The thing is that when you're hot, and then you sweat because you're eating something that's spicy and hot,
that's what I like.
It helps cool you down.
I like hot food and spicy days, but I like hot food and
spicy days.
I like that, but I prefer it to be in the hot sauce, Mexican food, like that realm. I don't do Indian food as much anymore because of what it does to my intestinal tract. I just don't enjoy the aftermath of it. But I like a spice, but I like it in another. There's something about a heavy broth and thick, heavy broth. It's 95 degrees outside right now.
But
in order to eat the soup. We just pumped the air conditioning in the studio down to about 67. I have to be cold to eat soup. So you have said, we're here, there is soup in front of me in a container. This is homemade soup.
I slaved over this soup.
That is the reason. But I'll give you a tip of the cap.
What was I gonna do? Come in and bring you a can of soup and be like, I can't believe he doesn't like the soup, and then give you a can of fucking soup?
I'm gonna tell you, when you have a show called You Gotta Be Soupin' Me, to be completely frank, I'm imagining canned soup.
How dare you? No, 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 no.
I'm sorry.
I'm above that. I'm better than that. I make my own soup. I put my money where my soup is.
And you put money in the soup? Money's dirty.
No, I washed it off first. I gave it a little rinse. Oh. And then I put it in and I say, a nickel for happiness, a dime for time.
I love when soup tastes like blood. Now, what are we going to do here? So normally on Good Pud, before we crack open a nice salty pud, I normally have to ask my guest, who at some point is going to be somebody other than my sister, to answer certain questions. At some point, it has to open. The borders have to open up.
You're going to ask someone else to eat pud?
It would
you?
Just be Natalie.
I thought this was a family thing.
It would just be Natalie.
Eats pudding together.
It would just be wife. Wife family.
Okay.
Family I can family. Fuck.
Ugh. Ugh. Does that mean we have to stop the episode right now, then? If this is an edition of Good
What if
Pud?
You start calling wives filths? Family I'd like to fuck. Does that work?
I think that in some places, though, they are actually fucking their family.
Well, let's get to the soup. You said, all right, so are there questions? Now, before we crack into the soup, I don't know what it is. I could just smell through the Tupperware that you carried through the street.
I carried it. I walked here in the 95-degree weather
with big hot tubs of soup. And so now you got to be souping me with the soup.
Yeah, dog.
So tell me, what do we got to do? How do I unlock this salty, briny soup?
I'm excited because Henry is swigging down on his coffee while he's about to eat this soup.
I always pair a nice spicy soup with a bunch
with
of,
bunch of
nothing but the high quality of just some Starbucks. I don't like it. I miss my Spring Hill Jack coffee. I'm making cold brew right now in my home, but this has to do.
Well, I think that, so I want everyone to know we have two separate soup containers for which our mouths will never entwine.
Why in the fuck, when would I even share a bowl of soup with you even to you fucking know. Begin with? Even not during a fucking
You know, plate. When we're having twinsy day.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, yeah, and we do everything, the way we do, we dress exactly the same.
Yes.
We have to make our motions exactly in the same style, in the same
All
ways,
day.
In patterns, because if not, we have to start over again.
Henry's a lot more, active than I am with he's a bit of a gesticulator of sorts, and I don't think that I can keep up on twinsy day.
You mean to fucking tell me you think I use my hands, I speak with my hands more than you do?
Cappuccino.
That's because I learned it from Italy.
I just found very quickly, because I didn't realize that I was going to have to give you trivia questions, I just found a quiz for you to take.
Okay.
And it is titled The Ultimate Stephen King Quiz.
Okay.
So I was trying, I'm not trying to soup you here.
Don't, you gotta be souping me with these trivia questions.
That's what I'm saying. I want you to get these questions right because I want you to taste my soup.
Ugh.
So here we are, number one. King's first novel, Carrie, was published in 1974. Which novel came next? In 1975. Your options are The
Soup's
Shining,
so good.
Salem's Lot,
mm.
Christine, or The Dead Zone. You gotta be souping me.
Gotta be souping me with this question.
You gotta
1975.
Be
1975.
Souping me.
Carrie. Say the options again.
The Shining, Salem's Lot, Christine, The Dead Zone.
Salem's Lot.
Well, we are not going to know. Oh, it does tell you. No, it doesn't. You're going to have to wait till the end.
All right, let's rip through it.
In King's 1983 novel, Pet Sematary, a graveyard can resurrect the dead, human and pet alike.
Sure.
What's the name of the cat who gets a new lease on life? Church, Mr. Whiskers, Felix, Goose.
Church.
It does like an animation thing in between each question.
You gotta be souping me with this delay.
King used the pseudonym Richard Bachman so he could publish more than one book a year. How many books did Bachman, quote unquote, write in total?
Okay.
7, 3, 5, 9. 7, 3, 5, 9.
You got The Regulators. Because I think he wrote The Regulators, not Desperation. He wrote
The band?
Like The Band. Then he did that book of short stories. So that's I think five.
Five. Short stories got... No, that was wrong. Oh, you got the other ones right. Have your soup.
It oh, yeah.
All
right.
The answer was seven, but you got all the other ones right.
Oh, wow.
It's
so that's as far we're going?
No, well, there's more.
Well, that's good. Well, let me... I want to crack the soup.
That is a smelly soup we
yeah,
got
yeah, it really is a very... It's a very smelly soup.
How hungover are you?
Deeply hungover.
Well, I tried to make a little bit more of a stoop because I know you're more of a fan of a stoop than you are a soup.
You keep saying stoop. What exactly is a stoop?
It's a stew and a soup mixed together.
What does that even mean?
Bastard Rachel came up with the term.
You just are jealous.
Yeah, of course.
Right, so what's the name of the soup?
I'd cheat on my husband and have a 30-minute meal show anytime.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm throwing bows. All right, well, you have to taste it and experience it, and then you tell me what kind of soup it is.
All right, so there's a lot of chunks. There's some green beans in there, big mushrooms, big chunks of chicken. This actually looks very good. Let me taste this first little sip.
Oh, he's going to have a sip.
Ooh, that's a curry chicken soup.
Wow.
Ooh, honestly, that's very good.
Are you getting the complexities? Are you getting the notes?
I'm getting all the curry. Let me get them.
Get another one there.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I have a big mushroom in there.
You know what? It is. I haven't tasted it yet either.
I think that this might be grosser sound than the pudding. I'm pretty sure that this is grosser sounding than the pudding does in the beginning. With. People don't mind it, though.
It's that crunch of the green bean.
Because people come to this show.
Oh, man.
Man, these microphone covers are just going to smell like fucking...
curry chicken.
We got to get all these microphones covered clean.
We
I don't even know how you clean. Do that. I don't even know how you clean a microphone cover.
So you would say... So, all right. So are you tasting the... Wait, you get no more. You have to stop.
What do you mean? No, I'm out of
the I'm pulling the soup away from him, and he claims he doesn't like soup. You're covered in it.
Give me a napkin.
Yeah, take the napkin.
Mm.
Oh, it's all over his... Is it on your legs? Oh,
no, give I got a bruise.
Oh. Natalie fed up.
Help. Help me.
I made a chicken curry soup, and
how'd you make this? What's your recipe?
I sauteed some onions and mushrooms.
Keep describing
and
it.
Chicken. You are using this. He's wolfing down this soup.
I'm hungry.
I know you're hungry. I feel like I just found Santa Paws on the street. I'm like, come here, girl. I know that I shouldn't be feeding you this McDonald's.
How much creme is in this?
There's no, well, it's coconut milk. So it's coconut milk and...
Hey, milk a fucking coconut. You ain't got tits.
Yeah, you get in there, you can find little nipples under the hair, which is what I said when the night I lost my virginity.
Ugh.
And so it's all used with coconut oil. Usually I make it without chicken, but I thought, you know what? Give you a little pleasure.
Why would you make this without chicken?
You don't really need the chicken.
You don't need fucking anything.
What?
I mean, yell at that.
You are yelling and you are covered in it. Oh, your chin. You know what? I like it when a chin looks greasy because that's when you know a meal is pleasing.
There's something about the shape of my mouth that when I eat things with a spoon, I get it all over me.
I don't think that has something to do with the shape of your mouth. I think that you're just not good at eating.
Why? What would make me different than others?
Can't you not suck? We were just talking about this the
other
night.
I couldn't suck hard enough to get milk through the nipple as a child.
Maybe this is a soup problem. Do you think you need a bigger soup or do you think you need a smaller soup?
I need a bigger spoon.
Spoon, I meant.
Yeah, I need a bigger spoon.
I'm just going to start replacing the word soup for things that I mean. Hey, can you pass the soup? That sounds like I mean a cup.
It sounds like you have a brain tumor. Eventually, But yeah, so subscribe. How did you make up this recipe?
Yeah. Just coconut oil. I sauteed the mushrooms and the onions in there. Sauteed them all down.
Yeah.
And then I put some red curry paste in there.
Where'd you get that?
I bought it at the store. Bought the red curry paste.
You didn't crush your own spices?
No, but I do get my red curry paste from this little Indian market. So it is homemade curry paste.
You are very good at finding those little spots.
You know what I found with LA? I feel like it is much easier. And I used to complain when I first moved here that it was like, oh, you can't find this stuff.
There's nothing that I like. Any comments? I say there's nothing that I like.
Is that me or mom?
I don't know.
You are, it is a hot soup for a spicy day for you, Henry Zebrowski. And now my next question is, who was the original caretaker who went mad at the Overlook Hotel prior to Jack Torrance's arrival in 1977's The Shining? Dick Halloran, Delbert Grady, Greg Stilson, or Jack Sawyer? This is a dumb fuck question.
Delbert Grady.
Even a fucking idiot knows this question.
I'm just sucking all the different soup particles out of my mustache and off the top of the hairs.
I put a little bit of fish sauce in there.
Ooh, that's where that unctuousness comes from.
And the coconut aminos I put in there because I use that instead of soy sauce.
Ooh, instead of soy sauce. Why no soy sauce?
I'm not a big soy sauce fan in general, but coconut aminos, not very good for you.
Oh, well, yeah, there's a lot of things not good for you.
I know, but you can use coconut aminos, which are better for you and also provides a little bit of a sugar, which is really good and when you're making like a Thai or... especially Thai curry or like an Indian curry.
People are actually learning things today.
Do you think so? Are you guys learning about soup? If you're eating that soup, you better eat in front of the microphone.
I just got it.
People, what?
I just got that question right.
Oh, yeah, you got to eat your soup. Does that mean I get more soup?
I don't know. You're
old. I put the green beans in last so that they would be all, so that they wouldn't be too
al dente.
Mushy. Yeah.
Mmm, that's very good.
Mmm.
This is an awful show.
You gotta be souping me with this content.
What I love about... Oh, yeah. I like how stiff that bean is.
Yeah, is it a good
bean? You hear a squeak.
Isn't that right? Oh, I love the squeak on a bean.
Are people just gonna pull over their car and commit suicide while listening to this?
I think that everyone's going to be inspired to eat some hot summer soup. You know, you go home, you make yourself a gazpacho.
You scoffed at me when I asked if we were gonna have gazpacho.
Because you said you didn't like soup, and if you don't like soup, you probably don't like gazpacho.
Why not?
Do you like gazpacho?
I have no clue. You know what? I've never had gazpacho.
This is what I'm saying. That's why we turn this show into us trying to make things for each other, and isn't that how we learn? I'll make you anything. You want me to make you a gazpacho?
You know what I always think about? You know in the first Batman? With
Which
Albert?
One?
The first Batman. 1989 fucking Batman.
I think there were Batmans before that Batman. I'm pretty sure that there were other Batmans before. Man, he's...
The one that counts.
He can't even stop eating the soup. I am victorious.
Do you remember when... It was very good. Albert makes Batman, Michael Keaton, dinner. And he brings him soup. And he takes a spoon and he's just like, he's like, fishy soi. And he takes it down. He takes it and he's like, ugh. Puh. And he spits it out. It's cold. It's like... It is meant to be served cold. And then he takes and like, that was actually very good. I've been obsessed with that vichy soise. Like, I have never had anything like that soup.
You want to attempt to try the soup. I've never made a vichy soise before.
I've never even seen it in a restaurant.
No, but I think it's because most people don't like it.
I imagine it's really gross.
You know Holden's favorite soup? We're talking about soup last night.
What?
She crab soup.
What's she crab soup?
It's apparently some sort of heavy cream based.
He likes cream
soup, but she crab soup. I just had never heard it.
I've never heard of that.
I thought he said she crap. Like it was like, oh, she crap, she crap,
she
oh,
crap,
baby, and she poos, and
she poos. Poos. Oh, I love Shat Kira. She crab soup. All right, here we go. She crab soup. Let's look at this.
So this is, there's no way.
Oh, this is a southern thing.
It's a heavy cream soup. I think that it would make me shit to death.
Oh, you would fucking have crazy ass diarrhea.
Because that's the thing. This soup is very creamy, but it comes from coconut milk. So it's not, there's no cream creams in it.
Wikipedia. She crab soup is a rich soup, similar to a bisque, made of milk, heavy cream, crab or fish stock, Atlantic blue crab meat, and traditionally crab roe.
Ooh.
And a small amount of dry sherry added as it's plated. And maybe thickened either by heat reduction or a puree of boiled rice.
Now, I will say that when you add dry sherry to a soup sometimes, it just gives it that little bit.
There's something about a little bit of dry sherry in something that makes it, does give it a little bit of an acidic pop.
Ooh, or like when I make a clam chowder. And then at the end, you just put a dash of red wine vinegar in there.
What?
Oh, yeah, and a clam chowder.
You know what? Again, it's been years since I've had a clam chowder.
I'll make you. Are you begging me to make Good Bud, You Gotta Be Soup With Me edition a quarterly activity?
If you keep making this kind of high quality soup,
I will. Now, King once wrote himself into a book, appearing as famed author Stephen King. Which book was it? Under the Dome, The Talisman, Dreamcatcher, The Dark Tower 6, Song of Susanna.
Dark Tower 6, Song of Susanna.
Whoa. What was he doing there?
It's a long story.
I know. It's the 6. In the 1980s, King co-created a G.I. Joe character in collaboration with his young son, Owen. Which character was it? Duke, Crystal Ball, Serpentor, or Snake Eyes? Do you know anything about G.I. Joe?
No.
Let's guess.
Serpentor.
Wrong! Crystal Ball! No, yeah, soup like, for you! You guys
no soup
Do you
for
guys
me.
Remember? You remember it?
I remember the soup Nazi.
You guys remember it?
I remember him.
This is a boring question. I'm going through some of the boring questions. King's magnum opus is widely considered to be the Dark Tower series about a gunslinger named Roland.
Oh, he's burping up soup.
Oh, that was good Lord. Deep one. Deschain, traveling through worlds to stop villains.
Roland Deschain.
How many books was it?
7.
8.
Oh, that's right, because he's got that new book in there.
What do you mean a new book?
He wrote a new book that went in between all the other books.
I feel like that doesn't count.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, you know what I started rereading, and I probably shouldn't? Hmm. The Green Mile. Remember when The Green Mile was released, and it was
those little cereals.
Those little cereal books?
Oh, yeah. The mom still has those.
Yeah, they're so good. Green Mile is really good.
Stephen King has an incredible ability to write readable characters, readable books. Like, you fly through a Stephen King book. He just can't end shit for dick.
I know. And then there's that new Kevin Bacon movie that is based. It's not based, which is why it's bad. The House of Leaves. I was just thinking about House of Leaves.
Of Leaves. People should read House of Leaves if you haven't. I remember reading that in college, and that scared the shit out of me.
Scared the shit. Between that and it was actually The Shining. Reading The Shining, even though I'd seen the movie hundreds of times. I read it in college, and there's that part, the hedges. When they're in the hedges, and the hedges keep coming closer. Like,
very
I was
truly scary.
Very, very, very scary.
Stephen King's very, very talented.
When King, quote-unquote, killed his pen name of Richard Bachman in the 1980s, he wrote that Bachman died as a result of ink poisoning, a heart attack, cancer of the pseudonym, or being run over by a car.
I think it was being run over by a car.
No, cancer of the pseudonym.
Oh, he was being silly.
Is that silly
yeah,
time?
Yeah, that's silly time.
I hate silly time.
Sometimes it's nice to have some silly time. That's what this is.
I've never smiled before.
I won't smile again, and I won't smile forward.
Did you know this? This author once announced a tongue-in-cheek mystery novel titled The Murder of Stephen King before calling it off in 2016, saying he didn't want to cause King any discomfort. John Grisham, James Patterson, Michael Connelly, or Dan Brown?
I don't know.
I don't know, dude. That's kind of fucky, though.
It's really weird, the idea of planning the murder of Stephen King. I'm trying to think who would do it. Because I feel like it'd be a friend of his.
Knives Out? Yes, it probably would be.
John Grisham.
No, James Patterson, that old dog.
Bull Bones.
Ooh,
he wrote the Bones one.
Did he write the Bones?
Well, he's the one I think he writes.
Wearing a human costume.
He writes the books that Morgan Freeman is in all the movies of.
A Long Game of Spider.
Yeah, mom's favorite stuff.
Man, I really feel like that stuff doesn't hold up. I almost ironically watched A Long Game of Spider the other day, and I watched the trailer over it, and I was like, I can't even do this as a yuck.
Well, after we watched Gothica the other day, I've been getting a lot of different suggestions.
Dude.
Gothica, though, is a sleeper good movie.
I don't know if the word good is appropriate here.
If you are doing a B movie, I think a way to do it well is what Gothica does, which is it is a lot of plot points coming at you fast. And it's switching, doing stuff like, you know, that's a surprise.
Have you talked
That's a surprise.
Have you talked publicly about watching Gothica yet?
No.
It really was. I was surprised. I just didn't want to be old hat over here.
Whoa.
But I didn't realize that Robert Downey Jr. was in it.
That was the thing. Well, that was Robert Downey Jr. as he was trying to come back from all the scandals. So Robert Downey Jr. is in a small part of that movie, kind of slumming it in a way that, you know, now that you see him as Iron Man, mm-hmm. you're like, he would never play like, because he was just like the romantic interest in that movie, which is an interesting flip mm-hmm. for him. Because normally somebody else is doing it. But he's like, he was acting too hard for the role that he was in.
He needed to tone it down because it's like, no, 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 dude.
Nobody's looking at you.
People are chilling on this.
You're next to Halle Berry. Mm-hmm. I am not looking at you. Like, Halle Berry is the most beautiful, hot woman in the world. You just covered yourself.
I'm covered in it. I'm covered
in covered
soup.
Yourself. I'm having another bite.
You know, we're talking about this. I don't think it has really anything to do with the shape of your mouth or the size of the spoon. I think it's the size of what's in the soup. It may be too big of chunks, and for that, I apologize.
It could be smaller chunks.
But I kind of like the girth of
I like a girth of a big chunk of chicken.
I want to get in there, and especially it's like, ooh, bite into that mushroom.
No, that's what I like. I like big chunks. Do you remember when Chunky Campbell's Soup made the bigger chunk version of it? That's what I ate for years. I guess that's my new turn off to soup, is that when I was super broke, all I ate was soup.
See, this I understand and why that you have a weird aversion to soup. I understand that part of it because I never got into canned soup. So maybe that's why.
I ate whatever was cheap as fuck.
Is this
ate whatever
a therapy
was
session?
I'm just saying, I just ate whatever was cheap. So whatever was that I could get at. And I remember the days where I had to sit and choose. Every day I'd have my one meal, which was the Burger King daily meal. Whatever it was,
ooh, yeah.
I'd eat it. And then sometimes I'd have to choose between eating the daily meal, getting booze, or cigarettes.
Yes.
And I'd choose booze and cigarettes over it.
That's why I can never eat at McDonald's again, because there was a period of time that I have to take a 2-hour train ride to get to my job that barely paid me any money. And then I couldn't give up the coffee. So I was like, I need to get a coffee and then I would get a McDouble. And I ate that once a day. And like in my brain, I was like, that's enough calories for the entire day, which it almost is. But you don't feel good about it. But
no,
man,
it's
the
bad
weight
food.
Just comes just right off.
Yeah, in a way, but at the same time, I feel like I was like super swollen from all the booze I was drinking.
And all the salt and everything, all the water retention, yes.
That's great.
But the soup now is so good.
Well, this is high quality soup that you're making at home.
I am going to start making you soups. You're not even going to believe what kind of soups I'm going to be making
you. Well, you start clearing that with Natalie, because Natalie's soup fucking crazy.
She is soup crazy, but the problem is I put meat in a lot of my soups.
We just got to work our way around it.
All right, I'll start bringing her in. Are you trying to say that you want a meeting of the soup minds? Are you saying you're trying to bump up this edition into a bi-weekly edition?
No.
Of you gotta
absolutely
be
not. I'm not hijacking. I mean, not hijacking good pud. There's other puds to be had. We have to start making puds.
I'm scared of making puds.
Why are you scared of making puds?
I don't really know. Like, I feel like... See, you're saying this, but have you ever made a pud outside of a box of pud?
No.
I worry that we're not going to be very good at it.
Yeah, I mean, we can't just come out of the... You just can't throw yourself in the world of
and
pud.
Be and be a Michelangelo?
No, just, you can't be a Donatello. A pud immediately.
Wait, what is... Isn't that just the Ninja Turtle?
No, Donatello, he did stuff.
Did he do stuff?
You're looking
this up.
Why wouldn't I? I got the computer. It looks like a Donatello real guy. That's what I'm going to look up.
That's good. Also, while you're looking up Donatello real guy, which 1982 short story about a man trapped on an island who begins to eat his own appendages did King think went a little bit too far, even for me? Survivor type, the jaunt. The body, the raft.
Survivor type.
I want to read that.
It's really good.
I'm writing it down on a post-it. Donatello is real.
Yeah, Donatello's a Nicolio. The better the party.
And the better the party, the more I drink.
<That's technical. laughs> You're so proud of yourself. You're so proud. Yeah, so he did a bronze, David. This guy, Tiny Penis. See, they used to celebrate the Tiny Penis.
See, I think that, I believe Jeffrey was telling me that it's Michelangelo's David, I think. that like he's actually supposed to be scared, and that's part of the reason why his penis is so small.
No, that's fucking horseshit.
That his face is it's one of fear. It's like right before he sees the bull.
Absolutely not. No,
isn't that it?
No, look at him. Look this. That's a warrior right there. You're not seeing it. Tiny penis, huge sword.
He has a floral hat on.
He's ready for battle.
This Donatello sculpture is just a very small penis.
A tiny penis.
Oh, he's a tiny penis. Dog.
Oh, touch.
He's touching a tiny penis. I think that, honestly, that is quite a nonchalant stance. He's got a sword in his hand, a big flower hat atop his big old nog.
People used to be more nude.
Well, I get it. And also, it's why I did enjoy Catherine the Great for so long. It's like, are you kidding me? So the fatter and the paler you are, the more rich and more affluent you are?
Yeah, you tell me that, and I gotta say, you gotta be super me.
You gotta be super me!
I know anything really about Catherine the Great.
I know that she didn't have sex with the horse.
It sounds like you're fucking someone doth protest too much.
But I remember being 12 and doing a big Catherine the Great
project. You were obsessed
project.
With her.
I was obsessed with Catherine the Great. And one of the things I liked about her was that I thought that she died while having sex with a horse. Because it is in lots of the books and it's, you know, the beginning of the internet. And I really, truly did believe that a horse, because it would make sense. That in my brain, 12-year-old brain, it's like, oh, so she was just grappling on to the underneath of the horse, like the belly of a horse.
They let you cover this in elementary school.
I talked about, no, I was like, I was middle school.
Oh, yeah, definitely old enough to talk about horse fucking.
Oh, no, I didn't talk about it to the teacher. I talked about it to my friends. Because remember, didn't you do this where you have to go and we dressed up like the character?
No, you went to a good school. You had they cared about you at your school. I was still in New York public school
when I was that age.
And we did not do anything like that, no.
Well, I got to dress up like it was Catherine the Great. And in my brain, I thought I died while fucking a horse. And I thought that that was inspirational.
But didn't it turn out that that's all fake?
It is fake.
It was just defaming her.
Well, she also liked to fuck. And she liked to party. So it was a lie to bring her down, but...
So she was a real wet Rebel Wilson.
How fucking dare you?
I don't know. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Uh-oh, I put too much in.
Yeah, you put a lot of soup in one go.
I put too much in.
I'm going to say, this is really... The truth is that it's not so much of a soup as it's a bunch of ingredients really deliciously soaking in broth.
Yeah.
So it's not really like a soup. To me...
Isn't that what soup is, though?
I think a soup... I'm going to put this out here. Good man. Now the hangover is starting to kick in.
At least I didn't do anything milk-based. I did that on purpose.
But soup, I'm throwing this out there. This is someone who's largely anti-soup. The broth should actually be the most focused upon thing. Where the broth itself, there are elements inside of the soup, little more, like, tinier chunks so that you can get more of the broth, bigger, deeper spoons.
You are, yes.
Smaller elements inside of it, so it's all about the community. Because now I'm not even, to be honest, I'm not eating the broth. I'm just picking all the chicken chunks out of it.
Of course, because they're delicious and moist.
I like big chicken chunks.
I think that you are correct. I will give you that. And I think my issue and why I like soup and why I don't usually get it when I'm out of the house is because I think that soup should be more like this.
Because this is just these is more braised vegetables and chicken. I mean, it's delicious, but it's more of a tureen.
How fucking dare you?
What?
It is not a tureen.
I feel really bad because it's delicious.
It's a soup. It's a soup. It's a curry soup.
I'm not trying to attack you.
It's Tom Gaga, okay?
Oh, it is Tom Gaga.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, it is because
it could honestly even be more sour.
I could make it more sour. I knew that you were going to come in a little bit belly raw today.
How'd you know?
So I didn't want to, well, it's Saturday.
It's really become, I don't want to be that predictable. But what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to lower my booze.
I knew you went on a date last night, and a date means you eat things that you don't normally eat. You also drink a little bit too much, and that's how a date is.
Well, during the week, I'm trying to drink less. I'm trying to drink less.
That's interesting.
I am. I try to make sure that I don't drink.
Enough protest.
No. I try to not drink 2 days a week.
Also, I just want to say, because some of the questions I thought were boring on the Stephen King quiz, so I was just guessing just to get past the questions. Mm-hmm. And we got 7 out of 20, and it says, you're not much of a constant reader.
Well, I don't know what the fuck. I got a whole life.
Fucking thing
I got a whole
ever.
Fucking life. And I've read every single. I have not, to be honest, I used to have, up until The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon, I read every single Stephen King novel.
Wait, did you not like The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon?
No, I did like it.
I really liked it.
I have not kept up with his newer stuff because I sometimes feel like he's just writing to
just
write.
Just to write.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know what else to do with himself.
I had to shut up. I got through half of Under the Dome. And I was like, I can't read any more of this.
Really?
Yes, unfortunately.
I want to read that Survivor Man.
That's a good one. Survivor Type is good.
Survivor Type? And he just
his short stories.
His short stories are great.
Stephen King might be my favorite short story writer I've ever heard.
That and Ray Bradbury.
Love Ray Bradbury.
Like, he's another
and
one, like,
PKD is also really good,
yes,
too.
Yes, but and their short stories are, I honestly almost think, better than the novels.
Sometimes, not with PKD. I love PKD novels.
PKD.
PKD. And then I also, you know who's very good? There's that Raymond Carver.
I don't know him.
I'm trying to find more female sci-fi writers.
Okay.
So I can know more.
Well, you gotta be souping me with that horse shit.
That's nice what I'm saying. It's
I'm
nice
sorry.
What I'm saying.
I'm all drunk on milk.
Honestly,
coconut
this is a lot of milk.
Milk. It's just one can of coconut milk, though.
How much of this is how much did you give me?
What do you mean?
Is this a lot of soup that
no,
I just ate?
I just gave you, some soup.
How much did I eat?
I don't know, Henry. I just put it in the Tupperware. I put it in the Tupperware, and that's the amount of soup you get.
Well, what are you going to do with these Tupperwares now? You going to go give it to the people on the street?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I'll say, I ain't got it.
I ain't got it. That's what people like to hear nowadays. So when you shamble up to them in the street and go, I ain't got it. Damn. Mister. But I'm going to say right now, if you don't wear that mask, I'm gonna literally scream at you in the street.
Yay!
Yay!
I've been seeing it a lot more often here, and I think it's kind of fun.
I attacked a man the other day.
Did you really?
Yep. He was a big mouth-breathing man that was, he should have had one on.
Yeah.
And I told him to put one on.
Yeah, that good for you. Yep. I did that in the grocery store because someone also, not only didn't they not have a mask on, but they were just right on top of me. And I felt like every, you know when it's like one of those, you know when you have a haunt in the grocery store?
Yep.
Where you're just like, get away from me. Why are you in
we're
my
We're
business?
Both like this. I don't like people going into my personal space.
No, and immediately, and so, and I was just like, if you're going to get that close to me, put a fucking mask on, which Whoa. Is what I said. And maybe it was too angry. And I was too souped up, if you will.
This is why we need good puds. Because good puds slow us down.
You're right. Did soups, did
I think
it rev
soups
us up?
Have made you more aggressive. And then actually, you need a good pud. You need to sit and squish a pud between your teeth for a while to really calm down.
I will say I'm looking forward to the next time because it sounds like you just signed yourself up to make me some pudding next
yes,
time.
Yes, I am going to do that. I'm going to probably have Natalie on to eat some puds. I gotta spread it to my wife. I gotta spread it to my filth.
I do like filth. I feel like you can refer to, like, you know, the people that talk about when they're like, oh, I've got this like third cousin. We don't see each other very often, but like, we kiss sometimes.
Who says that?
People.
Not anybody I know.
I think that's a thing.
I don't know.
See, we never had like a big extended family, but I'm assuming that they're like, oh, you know, sometimes
you just are made
July
randomly
4th.
Horny by your family? No, absolutely not.
Sometimes, you know, there was a lot of wine to be drunk at the Seder. And
stop
what happens.
Doing it. Don't kiss your fucking cousins, because if you get pregaroons, you're gonna make a mutant.
But what happens when Labor Days get spicy? And don't you only make a mutant if you are like really close family?
I just don't know. I never want to, but I don't want to risk it. And there's just also something about somebody looking vaguely like my aunt that makes me not want to have sex with them.
You're being a she-crab soup.
I'm not being a she-crab soup. I'm saying stop having sex with their family members.
I don't. I'm just saying I assume that that's something that happens. Distant cousins.
You know, there's just so much to life. You know, and there's so many options.
Yeah.
Even like with pud. like, or with soups. A pud, right? You get a
You're
butterscotch
so
pud.
I'm always saying Henry is so inclusive.
I always loop everybody in. There's chocolate pud, vanilla pud, hazelnut pud, peppermint mocha pud, peppermint dark chocolate pud. Tiramisu flavor pud.
Yeah.
Cinnamon swirl pud. You can have all that. Different types of soups. Tamagasa soup.
Oh, yes.
Udon noodle soup.
Yep.
Pho.
You've said all of those soups. I want more inclusivity.
Butterscotch pud. Butterscotch soup. You got your peppermint mocha soup. You got your chicken noodle.
No, you don't.
Chicken noodle soup. Which
chicken
I wish Natalie could enjoy.
That she can't.
There are things about
soup.
Meat that I wish that I could help Natalie enjoy.
Well, that's why we have each other. And that's why we've got You Gotta Be Soup and Me.
Not again.
No, we've got soup together. And we have meat together. And isn't that nice?
That's what I like. It's because when we were allowed to have fun or anything was open and everything was vaguely... We didn't know that things were bad, but they were covered up by distractions.
Uh-huh.
Used to go and have our meat dates.
Yeah, Henry and I go eat meat. And I think that'll be fun because then someday we'll be hungover from eating meat and then we'll have soup and we'll eat pud.
Ugh. To be honest, I feel heavy.
I don't feel good, no.
I eat a lot of that.
But I will say...
I was really hungry.
It's better, at least you're eating food and not just eating pudding, which is what we've done a couple of times in the middle of our hungover Saturdays.
Pudding is food.
It's not. It makes you feel worse than soup.
I mean, it does tend to hurt the belly.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when it's empty and I come in here having eaten nothing.
This is what usually
happens.
And then
just eating diet pudding from the freezer, the freezer section.
That's Senor Gusto's, though. I also had Senor Gusto's got his queso fresca the other day.
Ooh.
And Senor Gusto, it's a good company.
Senor Gusto, I'd love to meet the man.
I back it 1,000%.
I hope that Senor Augusto is actually a woman.
I think that his name would be different.
No, maybe she had to. Maybe Big Pudding. I don't know. Maybe there's a misogynist silent. Strip.
I think we have to end this.
Do we have to end this? I just don't know. Well, Jackie, plug something.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Are you? Don't
Here's
look at
cork.
Me like one of your filths. my name is Jackie. You can come get drunk with
What's
me.
What's your last
Holden.
Name?
Zabrowski.
Yep.
You wait one day. One day I'm going to be.
You're going to make that man change his name to your
Jackie
name.
Jackie Pitt.
No. Please. Please, for the love of God, be Jackie Pitt. Please be Jackie Pitt. Please let Brad Pitt be my new brother-in-law. Oh, my God.
No,
I want him
no,
to take us. But he's dating Aaliyah Shawkat. Maybe. It's a weird combo. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that they actually
are. He's saying
they're
best friends.
Yes. They
but it came out of nowhere, right?
I think that they've just been hanging out.
They're not kissing?
I mean, I would.
But I thought Aaliyah Shawkat was a lesbian. Is that wrong?
I don't know enough to say yes or no. I believe that to be true.
Answer the question.
Yes, but I think
I don't
that
know.
She might be. I think she might be a pan. She's like me. We play the pan flute.
You're pan?
Pan. Pan.
No, you're not pansexual.
Pan,
are you?
Pan, yeah.
What?
Pan. You know, like
I accept
goat
you.
Scrub.
I accept you.
Well, you fucking, you definitely will once I become Jackie Pitt. You can join Holden and I on Twitch on Fridays because we get drunk and we play music videos at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At twitch.tv/HoldenAndersHo.
Great. I'm falling asleep.
Is it because of the soup?
Yeah.
You just look bad right now.
I look bad.
Yeah.
Is it? I'm hungover.
Ugh.
Oh, full like, jack full of soup.
You're sweating the soup out. I feel like I can see the little coconuts.
You gave me a lot of soup and ate all the chunks out of it.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, truly. Thank you for the soup. Thank you for joining us today on Good Pud. Good Pud, even better conversation. This is the You Gotta Be Soupin' Me edition. It's the last time we'll ever do this because it's absolutely disgusting to hear. I know for a fact. I feel bad for Mary and Fernando who have to edit this. You don't have to look at this stuff.
But we love you and thank you. And you know what? Honestly, we didn't slurp as much. We slurped worse, but not as often.
Yeah, because mostly I truly was just trying to eat off the other side of the camera. I was just trying to eat the soup.
I know you were. He was like, oh, you know what it made me think of? Miss Piggy in Muppet's Christmas Carol. Oh, yeah. Not me. Oh, I'm not doing anything.
Yes, that is how it was. Well, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Next time.
Yes, I would enjoy that.
Let's break some puds together.
Yes, let's.
Banana pudding.
Banana pudding. Pudding.